Hi there. The word for you today is on getting serious about God. In Hebrews 10:25, we read, "Let us not give up meeting together." Finally, we're now looking, remember the last few days, of the New Testament believers. They took prayer seriously, sharing what they had with each other seriously, meeting regularly in God's house seriously. And today we're looking at a big one. They took God's word seriously. Acts 2:42, they spent their time learning the apostles' teaching. You know, researchers tell us that today personal Bible reading is less common among Christians than prayer. Think about that. Instead of a word from God that fortifies us for the challenges of the day, we've substituted exercise and cappuccino. Our Bible reading is confined to the pastor's Sunday sermon. Hey, the early disciples were so committed to the word that they spent, that is, invested, paid the price with their time, learning, and I'm now reading to you from the Amplified Bible, that is, studying to understand and master the apostles' teaching. God's word not only enabled them to withstand life's challenges, but when persecution made them fugitives, here's the wonderful thing, they took God's word with them wherever they went and ended up planting new churches all over the world. Are you growing in God's word so that it fortifies you against the tough times and prepares you for the temptations of this world that come your way? They took worship and praise seriously also. The Bible says they stayed continually at the temple praising God. For many of us, this word worship has come to designate the Sunday morning service a place we kind of attend, rather than a voluntary act of devoted hearts glorifying God. Being a spectator at a Sunday morning service isn't worship. The New Testament believers understood David's instruction: enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Do you want to be a serious worshiper? Enter God's presence focused exclusively on His goodness and wholeheartedly express to Him your love and appreciation for all He is and what He has done for you. Okay?